Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our brain trust, going back now for 17 plus years. Chief Economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, the NFIB, former chair of the entire School of Business at Temple University, and he is one of the smartest economists in the country. He's been doing the NFIB's index in his fifth decade now. It's astonishing, amazing, unprecedented run of work, and he's our good friend Bill. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you very much, and happy anniversary to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Thank you for hanging out with me for 17 years.
Yeah.
Helping to make it possible.
May we do another 17.
Let's do it. I'm ready. I'm my attitude about retirement is waiting to die.
Right. I mean, we'll take it one year at a time, but let's see if we can stack them up, you know.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's talk about the index. I mean, it's up a little bit, and I mean, we thought it's still in high in rarefied air territory, isn't it?
No, it was. It went up 0.8 of a point, which is, you know, a decent jump. When the index moves a whole point, that means that we got, you know, a 10 percentage point improvement in the components,
right.
And that's a good deal. So we were really happy to see that, and it really continues a great streak. So we're at 103.8. So let's round that to 104.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 106 is what we hit in December.
And the 44-year average is?
98.
Yeah, so it's well above that.
Way above it. And, of course, in the whole recovery for the last eight through 2016, we never got there.
Never did.
It was
in the low
jump.
90s.
It was 95 in October and early November. And now we're almost 10 points higher.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrific.
And so, all that's happened on Main Street, Bill, the main things that have happened, and I'm serious about this, we still don't have tax reform, we still don't have health care reform,
right?
But the two things that have happened, in my opinion, that have done more than anything to make this index like it is, number one is regulations have been abated, and not only have they gone, many of them gone away, but we believe more are going to go away, number one. Number two, there's an administration in Washington who doesn't hate us, who doesn't think small businesses are the enemy. I mean, I've felt like for the last 8 years we were at war with the administration.
Yeah. They certainly were not interested in the economic health of the people who generate, you know, two-thirds of their new jobs,
yeah,
and employ half of our workforce. I mean, really, they just have just trampled over us.
Well, what else would you presume if you had an administration that had record regulations 3 years in a row?
Exactly.
And these weren't little regulations. These were regulations that thrust at the heart of how we do business,
yeah,
like our relationships with our employees.
Right.
And the way we do business with our bankers.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'll get off my soapbox. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're right. Pardon me. My poor little bank, you know, we finally gave up because of the regulatory burden, and so at the end of the year we'll be merged into a bigger bank.
Really?
Because the cost of...
Even though the new regulations aren't going to save you?
Well, they're not going to save me in time.
Yeah.
I think they will improve the regulatory compliance for banks.
Right.
For little banks, for community banks, not...
Right, I've got that on my notes to talk about in just a little bit.
Yeah,
Back to the index. This is even in the face of some pretty bad storms and some pretty bad situations that Mother Nature gave us.
Yeah, we had, you know, the storms were bad. I figure probably $150 billion in damage to the Texas area, and, you know, probably about $80 billion or maybe somewhere in that, 50 to 80,
mm-hmm,
in Florida. Pardon me. And that's all, you know, going to give us a lot of stimulus in the fourth quarter and the first quarter. That'll be nice. I mean, we get the stimulus because we're going to buy already. We're buying tons of cars, replacing, you know, a million right. vehicles that went under. Mm-hmm. So you look at the car sales, they're really up. And the sales at Lowe's and Home Depot and everywhere, I mean, there's just there is a real impetus. The sad part is that you don't make any progress when you're just replacing assets
right.
that you had before that were
right.
good. So, yeah, you know, it'll pay people to build a new house, but you had a new house until the storm took it down,
can
right?
have. It actually can have a little bit of a negative effect on new houses because the resources and the labor is being sucked down into those areas.
Yeah. Well,
and it raises the prices.
We do have that problem.
It raises houses. The prices on the
yeah.
new stuff.
Still happening. Prices are going up.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about the labor market. That's good. There's good news there. The credit market. I want to get Bill's thoughts on the new bank regulations that we reported on yesterday with Cam Fine. 20 Tail, coming right back with Bill Duckenberg. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.